It's not us no more. What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast.
I want to apologize to all of you for what I did. It was very wrong, and I am very sorry. I just would like to move on and lead a normal life. You know, get a job and a wife and change my ways. And I hope this apology impresses you, even though my grandmother made me do it and I don't really mean it.
I know. I'm the worst. You know, oh my God, why I say, you know, always, fuck, I have been uploading 3 episodes in a row as I should, and fuck, I forget this word. I've been trying to, this is improvisation, okay, it's not part of the script. I have been trying to do this episode for like 10 minutes, and it's a fucking mess. It's a fucking mess. I fucking can't. And I don't know why. And I don't like to say bad words because some people don't like, you know, bad words. But I need to say it because I'm stressed right now. I'm trying to remember some words. Actually, it's more the pronunciation of these words. And I just, like, can't. But I'm gonna try to do it again for, like, 5th time. In a row, okay. So I have been uploading 3 episodes in a row as I should, and I smelt it. I don't know what the fuck. Okay, I gonna try to I don't know when you say that letter by letter. SEEMED. I simp it. No, I semed it. What the fuck? I don't know. Okay, to be back, but I love it at the same time. Okay, last date, like a date of the calendar, okay, last date, I didn't upload episode for personal reasons. I couldn't upload the episode. First was because I hadn't yet written any episode, but it's okay because today I'm uploading this episode, and actually it's a fucking mess, but that's why I like to do this episodes a week before, you know, and of a week before, yeah. So I don't miss dates, and it's more for have like a prevention, yeah. Try to prevent this episode, no, this messy podcast, because right now it's a fucking messy podcast, but you know, it's part of growing up, and you, like me, you need to know how advanced I have my English, and I just hate life. I'm hating this right now, but at the same, I love it talk with you, because someone here is listening, I don't know what the fuck to say, but yeah, I love you. And I don't know if you hear like last episode, but I told you that I was going to watch the Pretty Woman movie, you know, Pretty Woman, something like that. But I was wrong, you know, it wasn't that one what I talking about that day, okay? But the movie that I was talking about was Little Woman, but in the end, in this 5 days of absent, yeah, I didn't watch it, yeah, but today I'm going to do it. So this episode, I won't take out my frustration about that movie as I have promised it, because, you know, I am not lazy. I am, but that wasn't the principal problem, okay? But today I want to talk to you about the pattern I have with the people I like. And I'm talking about I like with my crush. And it's not my one crush, because they are more than one. But I'm not talking about at the same time, I have like 3 or 4 crushes now. It's like the others in the past, okay? So, what I mean is almost all the time, almost all the people I have fallen in love with have had a personality trait. One of them is to take care of the environment and animals in general, like taking care of turtles, yeah, oh my god, turtles, the bees, and most of these people care about the world situation, like, you know, contamination, environment, and just the treats. I am not talking about the treats when it's Halloween, I'm talking about the tree of the, with that the tree. Yeah, that one has... Okay. I'm ready. That one that it's green and have leaves and that stuff. No leaf of a human. No, leaf, no, life, no. It's like the leaf, the green stuff. Oh, I need to breathe. Yes, breathing. Okay, now I need to shut the fuck up. About that, okay? Not about this podcast, okay? Another thing is that they are good with people. They are kind, and I fall in love with kind people. People who don't judge, because I feel the people that talk shit about others, when I turn around, they start to talking shit about me. And actually, I don't give a fuck the opinion of others people. Oh, other people, yeah, but at the same time, I do, because I am a human. I have feelings, and I don't like when people try to say things like bad about me. I just feel like sad. I feel upset, but I don't feel like angry or mad. I am not that type of people, type of person, not people, because people is more than one. Oh my god, look, I'm so smart, but at the same time, I'm dumb. But I want to be more smart. Okay, so that's like my type. Just good people that with good personal skills. I don't know what the fuck is the skills right now. I forgot it. But yeah, because about their like physique, like I don't really fall in love, even though it's the first thing I look, because I am not blind, okay? Thank God. Thanks, Sky Daddy. The physique, like the eyes, the type of body, is the first you see, because you are not blinded. Yeah, it's not like the principal thing. It isn't even a thing. It's just what you are, and you can change. Or actually, you can, but at the same time, you don't. And you need to do. You don't need to change. Almost if you had a, I don't know if you. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, okay? Okay, I say a lot of okay. Last day, I saw a podcast. I don't remember the name of that podcast. And I read the comments, and someone say, like, you say much. You say the word, I know, you know. And I was like, oh my god, me too. I don't need to say that. But yeah, I don't really fall in love in that aspect. Yeah, even though it's the first thing I look at. Okay, but I feel like I could fall in love with any type of fit, like physique, body, like big, small, brown eyes, green eyes, blue eyes. I don't know. Curly hair or straight hair. I don't know what the fuck. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry for my bad vocabulary. Yeah, that's the word. Yeah, I'm sorry. But also something I realized. Okay. Before to say that, I need to say that if this is your first episode and the others before of this. Okay, before. Yeah, it's okay. Before is before. Okay, before of this, I don't say bad words, but in this, I'm saying, because this is a messy, okay? I'm gonna say, like, a messy, I don't have right now the name of this episode, so I feel like gonna, like, put, like, a messy episode or some shit like that. And actually, I'm gonna say the best of this episode, or falling in love, my type, or some shit like that, okay? But yeah. But also something I realized is that everybody loves you when I love you. And okay, when I write this episode, it sounds so fucking amazing, but right now when I say it loud, it's like, ew, what the fuck, no one is gonna understand this shit. But yeah, but also something I realized is that everybody loves you when I love you. At the same time, it makes me feel like everybody loves you because I love you, and when I stop loving you, nobody loves you anymore. It is weird, but it has happened to me very often. When I like someone, many people start talking to that person, that the same like person I like, and not only in social media or social networks, but when I stop like paying attention to this person, like him or her, nobody talks to him or her, okay? Anybody. And it's so weird because when I'm trying to, conquer, everybody does do the same. But when I say, like, okay, I lose the interest, nobody tries to conquer to this person as I was doing. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. No, actually, I don't want to cry today. No, yesterday, yeah. Okay, another thing that I realized is about the breaks that we take from social media. I felt that when we weren't like about talk, what the fuck? I feel that when we weren't about taking, no, actually, that is not what I mean when I write this. Okay, I feel that when we talk about taking a break, it's a lie. Because 2 days later, people continue uploading content to social media. But when people just disappear without like saying anything, I feel that they take their time. You know what I mean? I have seen it. I have seen it. Yeah, fuck. Okay, concentration. I haven't seen it, and it has happened with me mainly with this podcast because I don't like want them. I don't warn. What the fuck is warn? Okay, then I just stop uploading, and then I. Oh my god, I feel like. I don't know if you remember when we. Everyone has been on school. I felt so. So, I don't know if you remember, but the teachers start to put the students to read in front of the class, and some little kid never knows how to read. And yeah, that's me right now because I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, but at the same I'm doing. But I know when I'm like, edit this fucking episode, I'm gonna say like, oh my god, I should do it again or not. But this is one of the most real episodes of this podcast. Oh yo, I hate my life, but I need to say I love it because everything you say, you attract. So I love my life, I live with my best life, period, poo. Yeah, so I have seen it, and it has happened with me mainly with this podcast. Yeah, because I don't want them. Then I just stop uploading, and then I resurrect like a zombie. Okay, I was trying to say that when some people say, oh, I don't want to come back to social media, I start to post in an Instagram, guys, I'm sorry, I need to take a break. But at the second day, they start to say, oh, look what I buy and that stuff. But when people just disappear, they take their time. You know what I'm saying? That's me. I've never said, like, I'm going to take a break. No, I just take it. And it lasts for 3 weeks or more. And mainly the last episode, it feels like I take it a break, but at the same done because my mind and my heart and everything was like, I need to do a podcast. I need to do a podcast. I need to do a podcast. I need to do a podcast because I need to improve my English. But yeah, lately I have been like dealing with motivation issues because I really want to do things, but I can't at the same time. Today I wanted to do things because today I woke up at like 8. Oh my god, I cannot. Okay, it's normal this, but it smells like shit. Okay, but lately I've been dealing with motivation issues because I really want to do things. Okay, I said that before, but I'm gonna say it again because it doesn't matter. So, things, but I can. At the same time, always inside me, there is a battle against and with my two personalities, and it's really hard if any of, okay, what I mean like with this paragraph is like I have problems with my motivation. I feel it's my motivation. I don't know if I'm sure about if it's my motivation or not, but I just sometimes I don't want to do fucking nothing. My body feel so tired, but in my mind it's like, I need to do it. You need to work, you need to change your life, but it's hard. And I feel like I have like two personalities. One is like a good, like, say, like, do a podcast, do exercise, go eat. Actually, go eat is I always do, but it's more like go up, brush your teeth, take a shower, and the other is like, don't do nothing, no, you can't, your body doesn't respond. And, you know, I feel like I have two personalities, and I'm trying to take the best of every single side, because that lazy part, I feel that have something good, and the other too, because you just can't just working all the time, work all the time, okay? You need to work and you need to rest. But I feel like the rest, it's trying to pass this other personality. Yeah, and if you know, this is my therapy at the same time. I'm practicing English, I'm taking therapy. Oh my god, it's 2-for-1. I feel for that many people have podcasts because we need to talk about some things and we don't really. Okay, I'm gonna stop with that. What the fuck is that? With that. Okay, just I'm gonna say that. And if any of you know anything about this, about my motivation problems, maybe it's depression, but I don't want to accept it because I feel like I don't have depression and I don't want to. It sucks, and it's, I don't like it. Just in me, no. Nah. But if any of you know anything about this, you can send me a DM on Instagram. I will love someone of you. Almost saying like a hi on Instagram, you know, sprinkling that kindness on Instagram just to say, hi. I'm the only one to listen to your podcast. You're crazy. I don't like you, but I listen. I always say, you know what I mean. Oh my god. But I also feel that my English has been improving thanks to this podcast. So if you are listening to this, thank you very much. I love you. I feel my English is more like fluid than my pronunciation. But if my English is fluid, I can handle it. Like, I can do it. I can have a fucking conversation. Actually, when I'm texting, conversations fluid. I can say things. But when it's time to FaceTime, it's like, okay, I can do it. But at the same time, my brain's just like, blah, 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 don't, like right now. When I just talking. But yeah, almost the whole episode was just improvising because any of this I was writing, it's not like right to say it. I just need to, I don't know. I can't work in the news because they're gonna fire me. Because I can, like, when people, actually, okay, doesn't matter what I was going to say. So, yeah, this was actually all for cheese. This was actually all for this episode. I'm sorry, this was a massive again. This was a mess again. But this is part of growing up. And I feel like I need to upload this episode actually like this. Because you need to listen to what I'm saying. You need to know how much I have been improving my English or not. So, hi, my name is, I don't know what is my name. I don't even exist because this is a simulation or, oh my God, 21 minutes. Okay, I need to say goodbye. Okay, so have a good day. I love you. Send me DMs on Instagram or TikTok or fucking Pinterest, wherever you, wherever, yeah, wherever you want and whenever you want. So, bye. I love you. Kisses and hugs. No, I don't like to say. Actually, I copied kisses and hugs from some Charlie D'Amelio live. So, yeah, kisses and hugs. Bye-bye.